Right, according to Iraqi dissidents, there has been for a long time a ban, an official ban, U.S. government ban, against any contact with Iraqi dissidents, the democratic opposition. It's not because they're big radicals or anything like that. Head is a London banker, others are professionals. But there was a ban, and according to Iraqi dissidents, that ban was instituted forcefully right after the last gassing episode, so as not to irritate our friend Saddam Hussein. I can't vouch for that, but that the ban has been in operation is absolutely true. In fact, it's been reiterated repeatedly. We got up to December 1989, January 1990, a few months after that, in April, a group of high-ranking U.S. senators went to Iraq. They met with Saddam in the Kurdish city of Mosul. Remember, the Kurds are the ones who are getting gas. The delegation was headed by Robert Dole, who brought the president's greetings to Saddam. Alan Simpson, who I think is over at the Kennedy School now, he was in the delegation. He told Saddam that Saddam's problems are not with the American government, which has no objections to him. They are with some journalists, kind of loose cannons. And he advised Saddam that what he should do is invite them to Iraq so they could kind of see for themselves, you know, be disabused of these notions. An Israeli scholar, Middle East scholar, who's writing about this in retrospect, says accurately that the fawning before the dictator reminded him of Munich. That's pretty good analogy. Well, that's up to April 1990. That's already 2 years after the Halabja massacre, the ultimate horror. And this carries us up to, this continues up until the day of the invasion of Kuwait. Okay. So that's when overwhelmingly Saddam Hussein's crimes were committed during that period. Some of the worst ones were committed afterwards. I'll come to that. But the major ones were committed up till that period, and the U.S. supported him all the way through, in fact, with a good deal of enthusiasm. So did Britain. That tells us something. It tells us that they cannot, just by elementary logic, the crimes can't be the reason why we have to destroy the monster. I mean, nothing could be more obvious than that.